BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to our pod. It's time we take a nod and shake our hands to our lovely fans. It's Two Brothers, One Pod.
Oh, fuck. This is some kind of musical fucking episode. And so this week on Two Brothers, One Podcast, we did Schmiggity Biggity Fliggity Doon.
Don't you mean Schmigadugaluka?
No, sorry, I mean Schmingy Bringin' Boon. No, Schminid. What did the leprechaun say again?
Schmig your Bonnie Doon to the serenity that is the castle.
Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon.
The musical. And if you can't tell, lovely listeners, if I haven't put you off with our lyrical songs, our beautiful voices, sing a sing-a-ling a dingy dong and along a dong the song. We're doing a musical episode, a musical TV series, and boys and girls and leprechauns and all the oh, we're dancing down a yellow brick road. La 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 la.
Great movie.
Oh, imagine if this looked as good as that 1930s fucking movie. Imagine if it looked that good and didn't look cheap and look fucking.
So I'm gonna
Warner Brothers lot.
I'm sensing that you did not like this show, Jax.
What? How could you Tim, I love a song. Tim, my favorite three movies are Hot Fuzz, not a musical. Pop Stars, Never Stop, Never Stoppin'.
Great movie.
And Bo Burnham Inside. I know it's fresh, but goddamn, I love it. I love a song. I love a singer song. I love Sweeney Todd when it came out. Haven't rewatched it for a while.
But the question is, Jax.
Tim, I love musicals. Do you like
this description?
I love Hamilton.
Hamilton's good.
Hamilton's very good.
But if you were on a backpacking trip designed to reinvigorate your relationship, and you discover a magical town living in a 1940s musical.
What?
And then you realize that you can't leave that town until you find true love.
Oh my god, if it's like watching this episode, I'd probably kill myself. Wow. I'd get on that bridge and I'd hang myself.
Oh my god.
Yeah, fucking hell.
You mean the
hell.
Bridge of Terabithia that they
I haven't actually seen that movie.
Oh, they reference it in this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard it's very sad. Sorry.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to cry.
The guy that's the host.
Life's sad enough.
The guy that's the host in the Price is Right episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia mentions it.
Key or Peel or P and Keel or one or the other.
Or M. Night Shyamalan Amour.
Yeah, yeah, because he wrote this. No, he didn't, but they were inspired by the horrifically titled Shyamalan Ding Dong Flimmy Slingy Sling Bong. What the fuck is this show called? What are the main...
It's called Schmigadoon.
No, Tim, it's called Schmigadigadingdingdoom. Schmigadigadingdingdoom.
Jokes aside, I am going to need you.
Stars are in the sky. Oh my god. Sorry, I'm going to have to go outside, kill myself and come back.
Jokes aside.
No, I am a ghost. And a ghost.
Let me speak, you drunken leprechaun. All right.
There's a leprechaun in this. We're not just saying leprechaun.
This show is set in the 1940s. It's doing a musical. So it's set, it's got the same aesthetic as what I would imagine. It feels like a series of unfortunate events that has come out recently with Neil Patrick Harris.
People liked that, but it's bad.
I watched it all. It was fine. And I felt like this was fine. Like, okay, yeah. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I think I found the charm, but this show is definitely not made for me. And like, I love musicals. I really like them. Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is the best show that may or may not be cancelled. I'll get back to you on that.
Oh shit, has it actually been cancelled?
Potentially.
I've only seen the pilot. Fantastic. Brilliant, but also very devastating.
Yeah, it's
that last song where Sandy sings that song and
Yeah. Holy shit. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Yeah, I feel like you might have watched Grease. But now I'm back in the musical world. No, but it's homaging. It's homaging like the Sound of Music.
Old school and musicals. Things like that. Not just songs and sing-alongs, but like old school style musicals.
But given it a modern enough twist to make a modern audience like it, and the acting's good, I just really don't like the setting. It's just so fake. Everything you look at is just so not real. I feel like they've just gone on the set of Play School and just gone, let's just make this green and we'll just pop this whatever on the back. And it really is really frustrating and I can't get past it.
I find that generally offensive to Play School because Play School looks great. Because, you know, Play School's for 3-year-olds. This is for adult human beings with brains that are fully formed. It is...
I don't know if leprechauns are fully grown adults, Jax.
Well, that's... A little bit racist. Oh my god. To the leprechaun.
Oh my god. Let's not bring leprechaun racism into this.
Okay? No, it's a disgusting show to look at. Like, when they are in... Like, it's, the show starts off and it's Key or Peele or whichever one it is. It's Key.
I'm glad you clarified.
Peele's the one that did Get Out and that other movie that was bad. Not Get Out. The second one he did. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called. But they're a comedy duo and this guy's in it. And he's great as an actor. And he's like looking at this world. And he's like, oh my God, we're on a musical. And he's like so meta and stuff. But before that, they're doing a thing. And the world looks normal. It's very... Like color corrected in a certain way.
Oh, the colors are completely stripped black.
It's very black muted. And white. Yeah, yeah. It's not fully black and white, but it's very muted to the point where I'm like, well, I know that this is going to be a musical. And unfortunately for the viewers, we've now ruined it. It's a musical show. But as soon as they step into it, I wasn't like, oh, look at all this color and wonder. I love color. I love like fluoro colors and bright, bright colors. This was none of that. This was just like, cheap, disgusting colors.
Yeah.
Everyone looked like they were on the worst, cheapest set I've ever seen in my life. I will never, like, I don't know. I can think of so many shows where I'm like, it looks like they're on the Warner Brothers lot. It looks like they're in someone's car park, like, doing a set. This now has, like, taken the cake with one of the worst sets of all time.
And it is obviously meant to feel like it's a set and it's got a backdrop. But I just don't see the need for that to be the case. And also, why does it look worse than the movie sets that were back, 90 years ago?
Tim, this is 2020 this was made. And...
Disgusting.
1930s, the Yellow Brick Road looked better than this fake bridge of... What is it called, sorry?
The Bridge of Terabithia.
Terabithia, sorry. I was... Yes. So, Tim, there's lots of songs. Singer, singer, sing, sing, song. What did you think of the songs? They're terrible, but what did you think?
The songs were good. The choreography was great.
Okay, the energy
was really good. The acting was really
good.
I'm
not talking about the cast. I'm talking about as you watch, like, not like the performances of the songs, but them cutting into the songs, like, except for that meal song where it's like the corn syrup or whatever it was. Mm. That was a good one. But I felt the other ones weren't that good and weren't that catchy and weren't that fun and were really kind of distracting.
The first one that came in, I don't think was the best song to introduce.
Maybe that's what it is.
Shimadoon. But the second one, I started to find the charm and I just relaxed into it. And I'm like, all right, so this is what this show is going to be. I find it humorous enough that I'll probably continue watching.
Oh, so you're actually going to continue watching?
Well,
okay.
Maybe. Right, okay. I mean...
No, you can, of course.
It just depends, because it's like... If you're in the mood for just a light-hearted, comedic-ish, musical, family-friendly, then this show is amazing.
Yeah, okay.
It's just...
Yeah,
and if you're not in the mood for anything that's really like... You just want a nice story where you know at the end, well, if they can't leave, and if till they find love... Well, then they're probably going to find love at the end. Mm, and you just know that from get-go. You know, all right, so we're going to get to point B. There is no other possible scenario because this is a musical and this is going to end happily.
But what if the last shot is of the bridge and the leprechaun is like, I guess they didn't make it out. And it just pans over the bridge and they're just two bodies swaying.
I just don't think Rick and Morty have it in them to do a homage of this show.
I don't want it to be as nihilistic as something like Rick and Morty can be.
No, but it's not going
to
be.
No, and I don't want it to be. And, like that, of
and
course.
But you know from the word go that it is not going to be that. So if you're just
definitely
keen,
fall back in love.
If you're just keen for a fun, lighthearted, romantic musical that takes subtle homages to an era that I wasn't alive for, then this show is absolutely for you. I think I enjoy musicals enough that I think there's just the fact that there are songs in it means that I'll either just zone
your
in and I'll be a part of the world or I just won't. I won't care.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be anymore, but I will 100% be on board if someone was to write me an essay onto why this is the worst show ever made. And I'll read it. And I'll be like, you know what? Fair enough.
Yeah, see, I'm not clever enough. I'm just going to, you know, do shit jokes about it. But it just really felt like to me that... Because I heard about this show, Shlimmadimmadoom. It's going to... Like this...
Shmigadoon.
A terrible titled show. Key or Peele was in it. And I'm like, okay, it's a musical. I do a podcast where we watch pilots. And my brother loves musicals. I love songs, but I'm not a big, big musical guy, especially this old school kind of musical thing. Let's do it for the pod. And I feel like as soon as it started and as soon as we got into this world, I was just like, no.
Yeah, no.
This really felt like to me everything that could go wrong with this premise. Every single aspect of what they could be doing wrong. Like, they're like, they've got to the old, like, how do you describe the villain-esque character? Villain in quotation.
The bad boy.
No, not the... Oh, my God. That bad boy song was horrific. But, like, yeah, it just cuts to him and the music goes, like... Every time it cut to any character, it just did this thing where the music was just so over the top and so generic. And so... I don't know. I felt like there was only that one song where she's like, I really like corn muesli or whatever. And they're like, corn muesli. And then they got into it. I'm like... This is a bit of fun, and like the guys are all like, I love this corn syrup muesli or whatever, but maybe she loves it more than me. And
I
then
can't remember what it was.
I can't remember either.
I'm just gonna let you assume it's just corn syrup muesli.
Corn syrup muesli, or whatever. It was like,
no, I know what you mean.
Corn butter beef or whatever. 100%. But there was a little bit of fun there, and there was a couple of the side extras, and like, you know, the girls have got their big, frilly, gorgeous dresses, and they kind of flip them up a little bit, and the guys are like, woohoo! And it's a little bit, it's a bit of fun, and I was like, oh, you know what? The extras are really getting me in right now. The extras are amazing. The dancing's fun. All that stuff. But I don't know. There's something that either absolutely works when a character is like, oh no, I am in a video game right now and I can't handle it. Oh no, I'm in a musical right now.
Yeah, but Key or Peele is potentially the worst part of this show.
Yeah, can't...
He's not good. And the fact that I'm left wanting... more of him in the Price is Right ripoff on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is not a good sign.
Key and or
Peele should be better.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah, Key and or Peele could. Oh, I'm far too amused by that. That shows you how low the bar has been set by this show that joke is amusing me right now. But like Key and or Peele.
Are you sure it's not a muesli bar right now?
Oh,
a corn muesli bar.
A corn muesli bar.
All right. We could do this for hours.
Tim, I'm going to do this for hours.
Oh, I'm going to cut it.
No, but just the way he's so like, oh my God, it's a musical. I wish they would stop singing. Oh no, you've made them stop singing.
Yeah, it's tiresome.
He's me in the episode, but I feel like I'm watching it being like, Shut up and embrace this.
Yeah.
Or just get out. And he's like, let's get out. And I didn't know that's
I'm pretty sure that's Key or Peele, the other one. Got him.
Ah, that's fucking funny.
No, for sure. And you're constantly looking at
that
him.
That character works. Like, that's the Han Solo being like, your force is stupid. Luke, you're so stupid believing the force. I just believe in, like, the world. You know, you need that character to tell you the universe is a bit silly and dumb. Like, to have that grounded human kind of element. To be like, this fantastical thing is a bit weird.
But you don't want it in a musical.
No, the way he's doing it is not working. Like, the way, in Harry Potter, you have Harry Potter being like, what's all this magical pottering going on?
But that's because they're both the everyman, but one has decided to embrace it, and the one that doesn't. And so they're both the everyman going into the story, but because one likes it and one doesn't like it, you tend to not like the person that doesn't like it because you just want them to enjoy themselves, embrace themselves, even like though you would in that scenario.
Yeah, although, my God, if I realized I was in that world, I'd scream and die. You'd run about and be like, well, this is clearly the worst set I've ever seen.
So, yeah. No, for sure. I found it cute, adorable, but at the end of the day, I'd probably give it like a 3 out of 10 for like actual quality of what this TV show is.
It might surprise me. You know what? I'm going to hope that you're going to keep watching and then you're going to flick me a cheeky little Facebook message at some point being like, there's a good song. Check this song out. I'm going to be like, it's like the cream pie milk cheese song from the first episode. And you're going to be like, but better. And I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to go, I like that song. And maybe...
All I remember from the first song is the Vegemite Kruskit song.
I don't know why I kept getting cream and corn mixed up. It was the Vegemite Kruskit song. Yeah. Vegemite Kruskit. It's salty and shit. It's a rat. Oh my God. All right,
let's see you next time then.
Catch you.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you. From us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think that we probably should have sung less? Most likely, especially if your name is Jax. Why don't you follow us on our socials at BR Broadcasting on Instagram and Facebook? And why not go on our Twitter at BR Broadcast right now?
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.